EBS 수능완성 외국어 영역 실전 모의고사 2회 1번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택할 수건 디자인을 고르시오.
We're nearly ready to open our store.
Yes, today we have to choose a towel design. It's a good idea to give out towels to the customers as a promotional item.
That's right. Here are some designs we're considering.
We've decided to put two phrases on the towel, Sans Mart and Grand Opening.
Yes. How would you like to arrange them? Keeping them together on one side or putting one on each side?
How about putting one phrase on the left side and the other on the right side?
Not bad, but there's no focus.
Then, would you like to keep them together?
Yes, I think that would be more eye-catching.
Okay. Next, how about adding stripes? I think stripes would look better.
Of course. Which do you prefer, having one stripe or two stripes? I think the towel with one stripe seems unique.
Do you think so? I don't. The one with two stripes looks more balanced.
Let me see. Okay, let's go with that one.
Where are you headed, Michael?
I'm on my way to the library. I have to return these books today.
I see. Michael, you look blue today. What's the matter?
Actually, my grandmother is in the hospital.
She was okay when I met her last week, wasn't she? Is there anything wrong with her?
Yeah. She slipped and fell hard on the icy road yesterday. She broke her left leg. I feel really sad about it.
Oh, that's too bad. I can understand how you feel.
Thank you. Icy roads are very dangerous, especially for the elderly.
That's right. They should be very careful when they're walking outside in winter.
She's supposed to have an operation this afternoon, so I have to go to the hospital right after I drop by the library.
My heart goes out to you. Don't worry about it too much. I'll pray her operation will be a success.
Thank you so much, Sally.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Now, I'd like to talk about first impressions. All of us make important first impressions every day when we're meeting with clients, our bosses, colleagues, or employees to discuss our ideas or to negotiate a deal. First impressions are made up of the things people notice about you during the first few minutes they meet you. They include your appearance, facial expressions, movements, your tone of voice, the words you use, and so on. If you make a good first impression, you will frame a positive response from whomever you're communicating with and favorably sustain your promotional objectives. If you fail to make a good first impression, you'll be hard-pressed to get an opportunity to restore yourself with a second chance. Try to make great first impressions.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
You sound terrible. Are you sick, honey?
Maybe. I have a headache and my throat is starting to hurt. And I also have a cough.
This bottle of cough medicine is empty. Do we have some more?
We might. Could you check the cupboard?
Okay. There isn't any cough medicine here. Are we all out of it?
I think that was the last bottle. Never mind. I can drink tea with honey.
I'll go get you some cough medicine. That cough medicine works, doesn't it?
Sure. It's effective for me.
Okay. Oh, I forgot to withdraw some cash this afternoon. Do you have any money?
Yeah, let's see. Here you are.
Does Jake's drugstore stay open after 9?
It must. Their advertisement says open till 11.
Okay.
5번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 총 금액을 부르시오.
Good afternoon. May I help you?
Yes. I'd like to buy a pair of marathon shoes.
Okay. More and more people want to get marathon shoes these days.
Yes, running a marathon requires high physical energy, but it keeps us fit.
Sure. How about these ones? They're for ordinary runners, and they're our best-selling item. They're $100 a pair.
For ordinary runners? Is there another kind?
Yes. Look at these. They're for professional athletes. They're 50% more expensive than the ones for ordinary marathon runners.
I need them for marathon competitions. They're more comfortable, aren't they?
Sure. And they last twice as long as the ones for ordinary runners.
Oh, I see. Let me try on both pairs, the ordinary ones and the ones for professional athletes. Okay, both of these pairs fit me perfectly.
If you'd like to get both pairs, I can give you a 10% discount.
A 10% discount? I'll take both pairs. Here's my credit card.
6번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, shoppers. If you often feel cold in winter, you may be particularly interested in our model EH31 electric heater, our newest model. Without any increase in fuel consumption, it gives out 20% more heat than earlier models. You'll find details of our price terms in the price list printed on the inside front cover of the catalog. Perhaps you would consider placing a trial order for an opportunity to test its efficiency. At the same time, this would enable you to see for yourself the high quality material put into this model. If you have any questions, please ask us through email. Thank you.
7번 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 이유로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
How did you do on your midterm exams?
Not so bad, but the accounting exam was very difficult.
So you made some mistakes in accounting?
Yes, Mom. I should have studied accounting regularly.
But I know you did your best. You stayed up all night studying for the accounting exam.
Anyway, now that exams are over, I feel so relieved.
Just relax for now. You're supposed to have a soccer match this Saturday.
Yes. Would you talk to Dad about that for me?
What do you mean? Is there a problem?
Yes. A few days ago, he said I could use the car this Saturday, but now he won't let me use it. I need it to get to the match.
Okay. I'll ask him to let you use the car. I think he'll agree. After all, you're a college student now.
Thanks, Mom.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Are you sure you'll be all right?
Yes, of course. I'm not a child, Dad.
I'm worried because this is your first time traveling a long distance alone.
Don't worry about me. I can look after myself.
You'll be happy if you see your old friend Jenny.
Sure. I can't wait to see her. As you know, she invited me to visit her a long time ago.
That's right. What are you having for lunch today?
There is a dining car, so I can have lunch there.
Let me buy you a magazine to read until you get to Atlanta.
Thanks. But I'd rather just look out the window and watch the scenery go by while I'm traveling.
Okay. What track is for Atlanta?
It leaves on track number 4. Oh, people are lining up. I think it's time to leave.
That's right. Have a good trip.
9번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Do you have any pets?
I used to have a dog, but I don't have any pets now.
Good. Oh, one more thing. I don't allow people to stick pictures up on the walls with adhesive tape.
Why can't I use adhesive tape on the walls?
Because adhesive tape leaves a mark on the wallpaper when you take the picture down.
Oh, I see. Can I use a thumbtack or something?
Oh, yes. Thumbtacks are fine. And there are just 2 more things if you don't mind.
What are they?
If you go out, would you please remember to lock the front door? A burglar broke into the house next door last week.
Okay, I'll do that.
And last but not least, please make sure to pay your rent on time.
Don't worry. I'll put the rent into your bank account at the end of each month.
Okay.
10번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Everything is arranged for tomorrow, isn't it, Mr. Kim?
Yes, our plane leaves at 7:30. We must check in by 6, Mrs. Lee.
Okay.
Alex Smith, a teacher in our sister school, is coming to the airport to meet us. I reconfirmed it last weekend by telephone.
Okay. We might be able to talk about the student exchange program on the way to the hotel.
Maybe we could, and we'll visit the school the next day.
I'm a little bit excited to visit our sister school in person.
Same here. I can't wait.
Now, let's hurry. I need to pack.
Yeah. I'll pick you up at your apartment at 5.
Thank you, Mr. Kim. Well, I'll have to get up in the middle of the night.
So will I. See you tomorrow at 5.
11번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 주문할 제품을 고르시오.
What are you looking at, honey?
A website about power strips. I need to get one for my new study.
Right. How long do you want the cable to be?
Not too long.
You mean the shorter ones are better?
Yes. There is no need for it to be long.
I think so too. Now, how many sockets do you need?
There are a variety of electric appliances in my study, so I need the one with 5 sockets or more.
Next, how about an on-off switch?
I think the one with individual switches for each socket is much more practical.
Then you have to choose between these 2 models.
Which one do you prefer?
There's no need to buy an expensive one. I'll order this model.
Now we're approaching Redwood Park. If you look out the window, you can see the park. We're going to stop here for the next 4 hours as scheduled. Inside the park, there are many things you can do. There are a museum, a zoo, and 3 botanical gardens in Redwood Park. And there are also 4 trails for hiking in the park. You can choose whatever you like. Students who would like to visit the museum had better go to the second floor, where paintings from Asia are being displayed this week. Some exhibits are roped off in the museum. Please stay behind the ropes. Those who are interested in a museum tour can sign up for it on the first floor. Every student should be back to the parking lot by 5 for an on-time departure.
Number 1. Here's what you ordered. Would you check the package, please?
Let's see. Oh, I'm afraid this is not what I asked for.
Number 2. I thought there was some pizza in the refrigerator, but it's gone.
I'll order pizza right now. How about a mushroom pizza?
Number 3. Where is my credit card? I thought I had it in my wallet.
It's probably on your desk. I saw it there a few minutes ago.
Number 4. Can I get $100 with this credit card?
I'm sorry, but your credit limit of $1,000 has been exceeded.
Number 5. I'm certain I dropped my wallet around here. Where is it?
Don't worry about it too much. Let's look for it together. How many will you invite to our housewarming party this Friday?
Oh, not too many. Just a few people, I think.
Who would you like to invite?
Frank and Steve and Carlos.
Carlos? Who's he?
He's the Mexican guy who is working for our company.
Is he the one you talked about a few days ago?
Yes, he joined our company last year. He's one of the hardest working employees in our company.
Now I remember. You said that his daughter is suffering from heart disease, right?
Yes, so he's quite distressed. I hope the party will cheer him up. What do you think about my idea? Are you looking for someone?
Yes, I need to speak to David.
He's talking to the boss at the moment. I think they're discussing new projects.
Oh, I see. And what about you? Are you looking for someone too?
Yes, I'm looking for Laura. Do you know where she is?
Oh, she isn't here today. She's off for the next 3 days.
For 3 days? I didn't hear about that.
She went to her parents' house in the country to celebrate their 30th wedding anniversary. She'll be here on Monday.
Thank you. Well, how do you know so much about Laura?
We live in the same apartment complex, so I carpool to work with her every morning. Now, your curiosity is satisfied, isn't it?
Are you from Chicago?
No, I'm not. I was born in Korea, but I moved here to Chicago 7 years ago.
Oh, really? Where did you live in Korea?
In Seoul. I was born there, and I had lived there before I came here.
I was in Seoul last year. I taught English there for 5 years.
That's interesting. Did you like it?
Yes, I liked teaching English there very much.
Were you okay with the American culture when you returned?
Not exactly. I was born in Chicago, but I was uncomfortable in Chicago for months. I must have been too accustomed to the Korean culture.
That makes sense.
For one thing, my students here in Chicago didn't seem polite. How about you? You've experienced such a thing in Korea, haven't you? Today, Michael goes to a shopping mall to buy a suit and some other stuff. After buying a necktie and a handkerchief, he goes to a men's clothing store and tries on some suits. He finally buys a dark gray suit and leaves the store, leaving his other shopping bags behind at the store. Soon after, the store manager notices the bags belong to Michael, and he asks his female clerk, Natalie, to take them to him. She quickly grabs them and runs out of the store. Fortunately, she finds Michael as he is about to ride down the escalator and calls for him to stop. Michael finally stops and receives his shopping bags from the female clerk. In this situation, what would Michael most likely say to Natalie?